Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
The term lawyered up has been bandied about quite a bit lately, and I love the blurb that the Chicken Soup of the Soul guys gave our next guest. They said that she's a lawyer you can love, and so we would love to welcome attorney Hannah Castle Kelchner to the program. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, and what makes you a lawyer you can love?
Because I tell people what they need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear, and I tell it to them in a way that makes business sense.
Now, Ms. Hassel-Kelchner has appeared on Fox News and MSNBC as a contributor. Obviously, you know your stuff, and you've even written a book that is sort of this business guide to legal literacy, subtitled What Every Manager Should Know About the Law. And we have, you know, lots of small business folks who are listening who may not be able to keep an attorney on retainer at all times. So would the book itself be a great resource to keep on your shelf for a business owner?
Yes, absolutely. I wrote it in mind exactly for business owners, small business owners, because I grew up in an entrepreneurial environment and I watched my parents build a successful business from the ground up and I saw how hard they worked. But I also saw how they were intimidated when they got confusing contract language and all the legal stuff in general. There was sort of this fear because they didn't understand it all and a fear that they could be taken advantage of. So one reason I wrote the book is to give business owners like them more confidence in how to manage their business legal risk and to break it down into bite-sized pieces so they don't feel like they're being fire-hosed.
Hannah Hassel-Kelchner is our guest, and the book is the business guide to legal literacy. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944. Now, for a small business person who, you know, is concerned about legal matters, is there sort of the number one trap that you see most of your clients fall into? Is there the one thing above all else they should be buttoned up on?
Wow, that's a big question. It's hard to put just one thing above them all. Mm-hmm. I'd say there's three things that are on par with each other, and their house may be in better shape on one than the other. So the three big areas are their contracts, because to me that's the backbone of business. It's what all your transactions are about, whether you're buying or selling. It's all about a contract. So to me, that is certainly at the top of the list. And right next door to that would be employee relationships, because unless you're a solopreneur and where you're really doing everything yourself, you're going to have some kind of employee. And employee relationships can be huge landmines if you're not careful and know where to step and where not to step. And the third thing, which is enormous, is intellectual property. Even small business owners, they have some intellectual property, and it's critical for their success because that's all about protecting your market.
So those are the three great areas to explore, and let's start with that employee-employer relationship. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, as of us doing this program live, there was a huge story in the news, Hannah, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who had a very inappropriate relationship with a part of his household staff and resulted in fathering a child. You know, how many ways did the governor of California go wrong there, and what could he have done, you know, besides keeping his pants on to protect himself there?
You know, and then in the news, we not only had the situation with Arnold, we had the IMF banker, and I just saw yesterday that there was an Egyptian banker who apparently didn't read the news and had the same problem with the maid at a hotel.
Same deal,
you know, history repeats itself, and you know, that's the beauty of this, learning from other people's mistakes, and that's what I've collected and put together in this book. But yeah, there are just so many inappropriate steps that were taken, and you know, we really, in a short period of time, don't have enough time to go into all of them. But first of all, recognizing that it was an inappropriate issue, and employers do that sometimes. I don't know what they're thinking, but recognizing that there is a problem and that they can be held liable. And that was a secret that was kept pretty buttoned up for many, many years.
Sure. Attorney Hannah Hassel Kelchner is our guest today. She's written a book called The Business Guide to Legal Literacy. Contracts, you know, all small business folks enter into contracts. When they do, it sometimes is not, you know, practical to have counsel review every contract that comes before you. So is there something you would advise our listeners to do in reviewing those contracts if they can't afford or it's not practical for them to engage counsel to go through them?
Absolutely. First of all, read them. And if something is confusing, don't be afraid to ask questions and ask for clarification, because maybe the other side is using some canned form contract and they don't know what it means either. So don't be afraid to cross it out and say, this is what we agreed to, and put it in plain English. Plain English is good. It's what helps people understand. It's how they communicate. And it's the miscommunications that often lead to lawsuits and conflict down the road.
You know, I think that's phenomenal advice. For many years, I was a programmer and broadcaster with CBS Radio, and you know, there's a company that is very lawyered up from the top down, because when I was there, Howard Stern was a part of that company, and so they needed to check everything. And yet, many of our employee contracts had been boilerplated and had been passed around and done and redone and hacked up so many times. There was so much confusing language in those things that, you know, these high-level 6- and 7-figure executives never read, that they need to be pared down. So I guess, you know, a great thought is to not assume that all is as it should be with those contracts, and to really, you know, look for opportunities to strike things that don't make any sense.
Yeah, your best friend is a red pen. And, you know, I think sometimes small businesses are intimidated that, oh my gosh, you know, CBS gave me this contract or some other big company, and they're fearful that they can't negotiate because it's standard. Now, there's nothing so standard that can't be negotiated. And every deal is going to have some special considerations involved, and it needs to be reflected in that document, because when something goes south, those are the rules of the game people are going to refer to. And not asking questions is actually the mark of an amateur.
Great advice from Hannah Hassel Kelchner, and the new book is The Business Guide to Legal Literacy. We're going to talk more with her right after this. Hang on, it's the Burke Allen Show. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show, number 718-506-1944. Attorney Hannah Hassel Kelchner is our guest, and she's written the Business Guide to Legal Literacy, What Every Manager Should Know About the Law. You can visit Hannah online at hassel-kelchner.com. That's H-A-S-L-kelchner.com. In today's world, Anna, do you find that folks sometimes are too cautious and too concerned about legal ramifications, and maybe it stands in the way of business success?
I don't think that they're too cautious. I think sometimes exactly the opposite. And your point about being afraid that it stands in the way of business success is part of the myth that drives that, and nothing could be further than the truth.
Fair enough. So you've seen an awful lot of folks who take unnecessary risks.
Unnecessary because they don't know that there are risks that they're taking. And, you know, today, especially with all this new media that's coming out that makes communicating faster and more convenient than ever, in my world, those are all opportunities for creating new evidence. So, yeah, they're taking risks. They don't even realize that they're taking risks, and they're not leaving paper trails. They're leaving electronic trails.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit in terms of you know, electronic communication with Facebook and Twitter. And as of us doing this show, you know, Congressman Anthony Weiner from New York is finding himself in some potential hot water because of an inappropriate picture that came from his Twitter account. When it comes to social media, is there a template in place now that businesses should follow to avoid lawsuits? Or is this still very much a new frontier and it's all being figured out as we go along?
It's very much a new frontier, and the rules are emerging gradually. I think it would help businesses to create policies for themselves to help manage expectations with employees about what's appropriate and what's inappropriate, because if, for example, an employee identifies their employer as part of their social media activity, it could be interpreted as the employer making the statement.
Wow.
Now, it wasn't that long ago that some consultant for, I believe it was Chrysler, made a very inappropriate comment on Twitter, and he wound up losing the Chrysler account as a result because of the way he identified himself. And he made some comment about drivers, which just didn't go over too big, you know, because it's about the appearance of impropriety and the visual effect, the optics that tie in very much to PR.
In an era where really you can be sued for anything at any time by anyone, is there any, you know, real solid advice you can pass along to the small business guy in terms of what they can actively do to manage their legal risks? Is there anything you can do these days?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot you can do. You know, most people, they get that glazed look in their eye when they ask you, can I get sued? Now, the answer to that question is yes, but that's the wrong question to ask. The real question that needs to be asked is, you know, how can you keep a lawsuit from sticking? And there's a bunch of stuff that companies can do not to create the Velcro that makes a case stick, because that all ties back to evidence. And so if you communicate in clear fashion, if you've got contracts that are clear and don't have ambiguity so everybody understands what their responsibilities are, who does what, there's little room for confusion. But, you know, when you do things like, well, let's say, texting while you're driving, and you're in the company car, on company business, and, oops, you missed the red light, and, oops, there's a fender bender. Well, guess what? That text message identifies the time you were texting and when you were distracted, and if that happens to match the impact time of collision, well, guess what? You now have a piece of evidence that nails you. You know, before it was one person's word against another. Now you've got documentation. So there's lots of, I mean, that's an extreme example, but there are things that people can do. And one of the things that I have in the Business Guide to Legal Literacy is a whole chapter. Chapter 6 is devoted to my 12 rules for avoiding smoking guns. And these are little tweaks. I'm not saying about tie yourself into a knot and, oh, don't write anything or, you know, that kind of thing. No, you've got a business to run. And documents and how you conduct business is important for getting on with day to day. But there are small little things, and those are the kinds of tricks that I talk about in that chapter to help make it easier and avoid the Velcro that makes a lawsuit stick.
It sounds like this book should be on the shelf of every small business owner in America, The Business Guide to Legal Literacy, What Every Manager Should Know About the Law. Where's the best place for folks to get the book, Anna?
I would recommend online at Amazon. I think that'd be the quickest way for them to obtain it, or, you know, if they happen to have other favorite booksellers, I mean, it is available at your local bookstore and through any online seller of your preference.
Fox News and MSNBC contributor Hannah Hassel-Kelchner, thanks for being a part of the Burke Allen Show. Great information today. Really appreciate you being here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
She's based in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, and you can visit her online as well at hassel-kelchner.com. Thanks for listening. Great advice today. And the book, again, is The Business Guide to Legal Literacy, What Every Manager Should Know About the Law. Thanks to our guest, Hannah, today. I'm Burke Allen. Now go out and make it a great day.